Three double centuries in 2016 and three double centuries in 2017. Virat Kohli is showing that his hunger for runs is insatiable. And this double century at the Firoz Shah Kotla, well, it wasn't so much about his technical skills because they were not challenged. Pitch was flat. Bowling, as we have seen, has been flatter. But about his physical fitness and his mental fitness, he looked fresh even after he had scored a double century. He was running hard between the stumps. In fact, was challenging his newer partners at the crease and his mental discipline to not allow the guard to be dropped even once. Wasn't looking for ambitious strokes either because his eyes were set on a triple ton, which was denied in the end because of the regular stoppage, courtesy, the pollution. While it's understandable that some of the Sri Lankan players were having trouble breathing, there is certain amount of pollution in the air, but the way the whole issue was handled left a lot to be desired, because once they had appealed against it and once they had shown their displeasure, the Sri Lankan team, it was down to the umpires, and once they decided that it was okay and it was not risky to carry on playing, then there was no reason for the game to be stopped. Every 5-10 minutes, the managers and the coaches to be on the field. Last but not the least, from the Indian perspective, they've grasped a couple of catches once again. Shikhar Dhawan dropped a catch in the first test match at the Eden Gardens. He was guilty once again at the Firoz Shah Kotla. Captain Kohli, who's taken a couple of good catches in this series so far in the slip cordon, but he also dropped one. Looking ahead to the South Africa tour, very often the difference between a win and a loss is a couple of catches dropped in the slip cordon. So India need to now know and understand and finalize who are the people manning that area and be consistent with that. And personally, I feel that on pitches like these where there is less bounce, less space, they're wasting their best fielder in the slip cordon. That's Ajinkya Rahane. He's standing at gully, and it's not very often that the ball will go in that direction and will travel in the air.